You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
This is Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Hayward from Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center. So glad to be here again.
Hallelujah.
In the presence of the Lord.
Oh my God.
Hallelujah, where God is doing great things. God is moving by his spirit. Signs and wonder, oh, he's moving.
Yeah.
And amen, we have to tell God to move in
me.
Glory to God. I'm going to let Evangelist Sheila come with the announcement.
Good morning, victorious people of God. It's a blessing to be back on the airway where God is moving by his power and he's moving by his spirit. This is the Miracle Blessing and Healing Broadcast with our Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Hayward from Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center Incorporated, located at 1500 Northeast Florida Avenue in Melbourne, Florida. Listen, you're welcome to come in, tune in, stop by. But listen, don't you dare miss your blessing on today, because God got something in his hand that he wants to give you. And in order to receive it, you've got to come and get it. I have some brief announcements for what we're going to have starting on tonight. Tonight, Thursday, April the 2nd at 8 o'clock p.m. We're going to have the some training for our leaders, and we're going to have intercessory prayer. How many of you know that God said, men, you always pray and not to faint?
Yeah.
How many of y'all know so many things that's going on in this world? It's time for the saints to start praying. So we want you to meet us there tonight at Miracle Deliverance at 8 p.m. Dr. Elizabeth Hayward and Mother Betty Langley will be hosting the training for our leaders and also for intercessory prayer. And not only tonight, on Friday night as well.
Yes.
So if you miss tonight, you got to work. We don't want to hear that. Come on out on Friday night and get in the move of God. Huh? And then we want you to meet us on Saturday, April the 4th. Yes. We're going to have a good Saturday Easter celebration for the children.
Amen.
They're going to have bounce houses. They're going to have cotton candy. They're going to have hot dogs. You come on and bring the kid. They got Easter baskets. They're going to have the Easter coloring, everything out there.
Hallelujah.
Come on, we asking you from far in there, bring your kids to Miracle Deliverance.
Praise
from
God.
12 p.m. to 5 p.m.
Yeah.
God is going to move. Bring your children on out. Hallelujah. Drop them off. Oh, my God. And let them enjoy themselves in Jesus. And then meet us on Sunday. Hallelujah. April the 5th. Hallelujah. Where we'll have our very own Pastor Joseph Orange. He'll be breaking forth the bread of life. Huh? So don't you dare miss it. Come on out and receive everything that God has for you. Now I'm going to turn it over to our hands of our apostle, Dr. Elizabeth Hayward. God bless you.
God bless you, women, men and women of God. I'm so glad for what God is doing and how God is stirring lives and stirring hearts and minds and soul. Hallelujah. And how he is blessing. You want to be with us. Amen. Hallelujah. This Passover season. Amen. Easter time. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I know you're going to be blessed.
Yes.
God's going to bless your life.
Hallelujah.
You got to come. Amen. To receive what God has for you. Today I want to talk about, amen, hallelujah, the three keys that will allow you to get your miracle, to get your blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. To get the three keys up for your promises.
Oh,
to receive
God.
Your promises.
Yes.
Amen. Glory to God. Because God wants you to receive your promise. He wants your life to be better.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And I want to talk, amen, glory to God, about knowledge.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's when you go to school. Amen, hallelujah, and you read and you learn and you study.
Yes.
Amen, glory to God, and God blesses you and God bless your life.
Yes.
Amen, you need to know some things. You need to know who God is,
amen.
And God wants you to know who he is. He wants you to know that he's a deliverer, amen, he's a savior, amen, glory to God, and he will bless you. And you will recover, amen, if you lose anything.
Yes.
You've got to have some knowledge about God, amen, that Jesus, hallelujah, sent his son. His son is the savior of the world.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. But I want to talk with Hosea, amen, the fourth chapter. Amen. Glory to God. In the sixth verse, said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Praise God, because they have rejected knowledge. I want you to know, amen, that's what's happening today. Amen. People are rejecting knowledge. And, amen, they are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They don't know who God is. They don't know about God. Yes. Amen. But I thank God that he's allowing you, amen, to have men and women of God that are preaching the word, that amen. Are telling you about God. Amen. Hallelujah. And letting you know there is a God, that he is mighty, he's powerful. Amen. Hallelujah. He can do anything.
Anything.
Glory to God. And that you need to come to him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You need to come to him. Yes. Amen. And he'll bless you. He'll bring your life out. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You need the knowledge. Don't reject what God is teaching. Yes. Don't reject, amen, what God is saying to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Because if you reject it, you will be destroyed. You'll die and go to hell. Amen. Glory to God. Because you need to know God. Amen. You need to know there is a God. Hallelujah. You need to know God cares for you. You need to know that God loves you. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Because sometimes you feel like nobody loves you. Come and on. The way people act, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It seems like they don't love you. Yes. Praise God. Hallelujah. But God loves you. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. And when you learn to love him, hallelujah, and love him back like he loves you,
yes.
Glory to God, you don't have to worry about nothing.
Nothing.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God, because you know he'll come to your rescue.
Yes.
You will know that he'll stand by your side.
Yes.
I don't care what the enemy does. I don't care who the enemy used.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Once you know who he is,
oh,
praise God, you can stand on his word. You can stand on his promises. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because you know, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God, who he is. You know him because you read his word, and then he acts on his word.
Yes.
He does what his words say.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Many times people don't do what, amen, they say, but God does what he says.
Yes.
Amen. Glory to God. So because of that, you know him. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Genesis told about how he made the world.
Yes.
Amen. Glory to God. How he performed everything.
Yes.
You read about it. Amen. When you read about it, amen, you look and see everything that's happening. You know that it has to be a God somewhere.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Man can't do all of this thing.
Oh,
it goes beyond man. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sending man back to the moon. Amen.
Yes.
Who gave them the knowledge? Who gave them the wisdom?
Yes.
Who gave them the understanding? All of this come from God.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So knowledge is one of the keys. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm glad that he'll give you a key. Amen. And when you get a key, what is a key for? Amen. So you can open up.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Your mind of blessing. You can open up your life of miracle. You can open up. Amen. Hallelujah. Your heart. Amen. Glory to God. Because you have the knowledge of what God has. Amen.
Yes.
And now Proverbs 4th, amen, chapter, amen, hallelujah, because the next key, amen, you got to be wise.
Yes.
Wisdom is the principal thing.
Yes.
Therefore, get wisdom. It's time for you to get wisdom.
Yes.
And wisdom, amen, God has to give you that. Amen, hallelujah, glory to God, because man think he's wise, amen, but they're wise in their own eyes.
Come on.
Amen, glory to God. But when God give you wisdom, amen, this directly comes from God.
Amen.
Hallelujah, God give you instruction. God tell you what to do. Amen, hallelujah, God tell you how to be blessed.
Yes.
And that's what Solomon learned. Amen, hallelujah, Solomon said, God, give me wisdom,
yes,
amen,
hallelujah,
so that I can lead your people. I don't know how to do it by myself, amen. Praise God. And you was the one that made me a leader, amen. That's what God has to do. If you want to be a leader and God chose you to be a leader, you got to listen to God for his wisdom.
Yes.
Amen, hallelujah. Knowledge is good, and you know a whole lot because you study and you learn, you watch and you look. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But that's not enough. You need the next key, which is the wisdom key.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that will make you, hallelujah, make wise decisions about life, about what to do in life, about how to spend your money, how to spend your time.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. What to do about your life. Amen. What to do about your, body. Praise God. God will give you wisdom.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And amen. That's one of the principal things.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. You won't be able to do all the things that God has for you to do without wisdom. Amen. Right. So Solomon got wisdom. Ooh, amen. And he said he wants you to get wisdom. My son, in the fifth verse, of my son, attend unto my wisdom.
Yes.
And hallelujah, God wants you to look and pay attention to his wisdom. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. A wise son will make his father glad.
Yes.
Amen. But a foolish son, hallelujah, will destroy his life.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Make his father sad and his mother, amen, glory to God, sad. So you don't want to make your parents sad.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. So you got to, amen, ask God for wisdom.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because you need to be wise. God want to use you. God want to bless you. Amen. Glory to God. And it also said, now I'm down to the next key. Amen. Hallelujah. To your promises. And that is in all thy getting, get understanding.
Yes, hallelujah.
You got to understand. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. But because many people don't understand. Why? Because, amen, glory to God, they think that they are so wise. They think that they are so smart.
Yes.
Amen. And they feel like they understand. God understands everything.
Yes.
Praise God. He said, and a lot of times, many a times, the older people have a lot of understanding.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. That's all you're getting. Get understanding.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I call the young because they're strong.
Come on.
The old because they know the way.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, but sometimes even the older ones, amen, hallelujah, don't have the right understanding.
That's
that
right.
When they have, you see them with the right understanding,
yes,
and they're explaining it to you right. That's what you listen to.
Amen.
Amen. That's what you take heed to.
Amen.
Amen. Because you got to understand.
Yes.
Amen. What's going on? You got to understand about life.
Yes.
You got to understand about the situations of life.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. That's what God wants you to do. Amen. Glory to God. Don't lean to your own understanding. Many times, amen, you think you understand a whole lot.
Come on.
Amen. Hallelujah. You think you're so smart because you have great book knowledge.
Come on.
Praise God. Hallelujah. You think you're so wise because God talked with you. Amen. Hallelujah. And gave you a word, gave you a prophecy. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you think you're so wise.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you didn't know when to say it. You didn't know. Amen. Hallelujah. What God, why he gave you that. Amen. And many times God give you a prophecy, and many of it is for you.
Right.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Many of it is for you to pray and to seek God. Amen. And talk to God.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Because, amen, hallelujah, God wants you, amen, to understand what he's doing.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hannah was praying. And glory to God, hallelujah, the king saw praying, but he didn't understand what was going on.
Yes.
Amen, hallelujah, glory to God. And he thought, amen, glory to God, she was just there. Amen, hallelujah, glory to God. But God let him know, amen, she needed something.
Yes.
She was crying out to God for something. And that's what she had to let him know. No, I'm crying out for God because I want God to bless me. I want God to give me what I want.
Hallelujah.
Amen, hallelujah. And that's what we got to do. pray and seek God so that he can give us what we want. Amen. Hallelujah. Not only will he give you what you want, but he'll give you what you need.
Yes.
God will supply all you need. Hallelujah. According to his riches and glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you got to get, amen, the understanding, praise God, of what's going on. Hallelujah. Many of you been accused of so many things.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. But I want you to know, amen, glory to God, don't matter. It doesn't matter what you accuse of. Hallelujah. How they talk about you. How they ridicule you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Once you understand that if you trust God, he'll come to your rescue.
Yes.
Don't worry about the liars.
Come
they
on.
Lie. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They lied on Jesus.
Yes.
Even down at the cross.
Ooh.
Amen. Hallelujah. They brought in the pilot with a whole lot of lies.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That they didn't understand who Jesus was.
Ooh.
Had they understand who he was.
Yes.
And how great he was, they would have not destroyed him. But they were right there saying, crucify him.
Oh, hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Pilate said, I didn't see no fault in him. I don't know why y'all want to kill him.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. We got other robbers and murderers.
Yes.
Amen. The ones that's on the cross beside him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They should be the one destroyed.
Yes.
Amen. But glory to God, even Barabbas is here.
Yes.
And he should be destroyed.
Ooh.
But they said, no, amen, we want to destroy
Ooh.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, glory to God. But had they known he was, hallelujah, had they had the understanding
yes.
that he was dying for the sins of the
yes.
world,
hallelujah.
They were dying for everybody to be saved Ooh. Because they were wicked. And because they had a wicked mind and had a wicked heart, they would not destroy him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But they say, crucify him.
Hallelujah.
I want you to know today, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. Even Judas, hallelujah, did not even recognize what he was doing.
Come on.
Because he know, amen, that Jesus was the Son of God.
Ooh,
and he had power to deliver himself. He could arise up, hallelujah, and have power, call 10,000 angels
hallelujah.
To deliver him.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. But then Judas took the money. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because he thought that Jesus would free himself.
Come on.
He
hallelujah.
Thought that Jesus would deliver himself.
Shot,
but amen. God had a plan.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Ooh.
Don't you worry about the world.
My
Don't
God.
You worry because they scandalize you, lie on you, and talk
Come
about
on.
You.
Come on.
God has a plan.
Ooh.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And his plan will work for your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Get up from there.
Come
Stop
on.
Your crying.
Ooh.
Hallelujah. Stop it. Hallelujah. Stop having your pity party.
Yes.
Praise God. Because many of you are having a pity party.
Ooh.
Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. Pitiful about everything because of what's going on to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus was there.
Yes.
And he felt bad about it too.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But he had to say, Father, not my will. Let thy will be done.
Hallelujah.
And that's what you got to say. You got to say, God, not my Ooh. Will. Let thy will be done. Praise God. Hallelujah. But it's when you have these hallelujah keys. Hallelujah, when you have the key of knowledge,
yes.
you know God.
Yes.
You know he's a good father,
yes.
and he's not there to destroy you
yes.
and allow you to die and go to hell.
Yes.
Hallelujah, you live right, and you live holy,
yes.
because, amen, hallelujah, God is holy,
yes.
and he expects you to be holy.
Oh,
hallelujah, God. Glory to God, you got the knowledge of him. Amen, hallelujah, and he's giving you wisdom.
Yes.
Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. And when you have your life in order, when you have, amen, walking in the right way, yes, amen, hallelujah, God will use you. Yes. You shall lay hands on the sick, ooh, and they shall recover. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't want you laying hands on me if you ain't right and delivered. Oh, amen. God. If you ain't set free, don't get mad because, amen, hallelujah, people see you ain't right. Yes. And they don't want you to lay hands on you. They don't want you to pray for them. Yes. Hallelujah. You're in and out, up and down. Amen. Get ooh, your life right. Hallelujah. You need to get to these prayer meetings and yes, intercessories and get your life right because you want to lay hands on them. You want to prophesy over them. Ooh, but you got to get your life in order. Yes. You got to get your life right. Hallelujah, glory to God. You got to have these keys. Got to have the key of wisdom. Yes. Hallelujah. Got to have the key of knowledge. Yes. Got to have the key of understanding. Yes. Hallelujah. And you got to use these keys. Don't let the devil trick you. Amen. Hallelujah. If you can live any kind of way, the devil is a liar. Yes. You got to live according to God's word. Hallelujah. He said, I am holy. Yes. So be ye therefore holy. Oh, well, you don't know about me. I ain't perfect. Hallelujah. But you got to strive for perfection.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, he's working on you. Yes. But you got to work on yourself.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Yeah, God working on. Yeah, but you need to work on yourself. You got to get yourself right. You got to get your house in order. Hallelujah. Many of you out of order. Yes. And God wants you to get in order. And
yes,
I'm going to keep crying loud and yes, spare not.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But lifting up my voice like a trumpet because I don't want your blood
yes,
on my hand. Oh. Hallelujah. I want to tell you what thus say the Lord. I want to tell you what the word say, and I want to live it too, because many people can tell you, but they don't live what they say.
Yes.
Hallelujah, but you got to be clean. Get your heart clean. Get your life clean. Hallelujah, glory to God. I want you to get ready, because God got miracles
yes,
in store for you. He got many promises for you. But you got to use your key. Don't let the devil, hallelujah, stop you from using your key.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Get the knowledge you need.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And get in all you're getting. Amen. Hallelujah. Get wisdom. And all you're getting, get understanding.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because wisdom is the principal thing.
Yes.
But when you finish, you got to get understanding.
Yes.
And when you understand, you got to do better.
Yes.
You got to obey what you understand. Glory to God.
My God.
I love you today.
Ooh.
I know it's tough, amen. But I love you today. God love you.
Yes.
That's why he wants you to do what he say. That's why he wants, amen, people like me to cry out.
Yes,
and cry loud and spare not. But lift up my voice like a trumpet.
Yes.
And I'm going to do it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I'm still going to love you.
Yes,
and I'm not
right,
going to be mean to you.
Amen.
Or act ugly.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. But I'm going to tell you the truth.
Yes.
And you shall know the truth. And the truth shall set you free. Hallelujah. Yeah, either you can say make you free.
Yes.
Amen. Oh, glory to God, because some of y'all need to be made free. Hallelujah. God bless you. I'm going to call Evangelist Sheila to pray for you. You that are not saved, amen. You need to ask them to come into your life and save you and set you free and deliver you. Then I'm going to ask her to pray for the sick. Amen. Hallelujah. And give the announcement. God bless you, Evangelist.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah.
Thank
the Bible
God
said, he that has an ear, let him hear
yes,
what the Spirit is yes, saying on today.
Thank
and Father
God,
I'm asking you to repeat after me
yes,
because this got to come out of your mouth.
Right.
You said, Father God, I believe that
yes,
you died for my sins,
yes,
Jesus. I believe that you are the Son of God and you came to make me free.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
And you
God
tell God, hallelujah. People don't want to talk about repentance, but
that's
say,
right,
God, I repent repent of every sin, yeah, every deed that I did. And I'm asking you to come into my life and wash me and clean me up, God, and make me meet for the master's use. You say it out of your mouth. And once you say it out of your mouth, you believe it in your heart. Hallelujah. And God is going to move for you. God is going to bless you. God is going to make a way for you. Our apostle gave you the key. And after you did those things, you asked God to come into your life. He's going to begin to give you knowledge. He's going to begin to give you wisdom. And he's going to give you the understanding how I should walk, how I should talk, where I should go. God will do it for you.
Yes,
hallelujah.
All
you got to do is just believe. Have faith and believe that Jesus died. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
To save a wretch undone like you. And you get up from there. Don't let nobody talk about this, about
that's
what you done did in the past. The devil is a liar.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
the
sir.
Only thing you listen to is God and God alone, because the Holy Ghost, you got to have the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost will bring everything back to your remembrance. Don't worry about what the outsiders say, what
that's
the naysayers say. You better believe the report, what God said. He said that you're saved, you're delivered, you're set free, and that is
God.
So. Because all the promises of God, what it is, it's yea and amen. Hallelujah. Those of you that are sick, I'm telling you,
Jesus.
The word said, hallelujah, he will wound that for our transgression. He will prove for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes you are healed.
Hallelujah.
And I don't care if you got a backache, headache, leg ache, knee ache. Get up from there. Hallelujah. And you start professing, God, I am healed.
Yes,
hallelujah. Because the Bible tells us you're snared by the words of your mouth. I know the doctor say you got cancer. The doctor say you got heart trouble. The doctor say you got knee trouble. But whose report shall you believe?
Yeah.
You better believe the Lord's report. Hallelujah. His report said that you're healed. And you get up from there. Faith without works is dead. You better get up from there. Hallelujah. And start moving. I don't care if that back again. You get up from there and start moving. And God is going to do the work for you. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, Lord, we're in prayer. Oh, my God. April, we're going to be in prayer. An intercessor prayer. The Bible said men are to always pray and not to faint. And how many of you know it's praying time, saints? Meet us there tonight at 8 p.m. Apostle Elizabeth Hayward and Mother Betty Langley will be hosting the training for the leaders. Because a lot of people, you've got to understand and know what to do when to do it. You've been going your own way a long time. But how many of you know it's time to sit at Jesus' feet and begin to learn what he wants you to do. Come on out to this training this Thursday and Friday night at 8 p.m. in intercessory prayer. And then meet us on Saturday. Hallelujah. Where we're going to have a good Saturday Easter celebration from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. Then meet us on Sunday. Pastor Joe Orange will be breaking forth the bread of life. You don't want to miss it. You better get in the water. The water is troubled.
Sir.
Hallelujah. And you got to step right on it. I don't want to hear those excuses. Somebody else stepped in the water before me. Hey, this pool is out large.
Come on.
Well, you better come on and get in the water, while the water is troubled, because God got a miracle with your name written on it. God bless you. We love you. And we appreciate you. Back to our apostle.
God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory to
now,
God.
I know you're free, and I know God has blessed you.
Yes.
Find your church where you can
that's
go.
Right. Hallelujah.
Amen. To hear the word of God. Well, amen, hallelujah, you can get not more, amen, because you not only need to be saved, amen, hallelujah, converted, saved, and sanctified, you need the Holy Ghost.
That's right,
when
hallelujah.
When you have the Holy Ghost, you shall have power. So, amen, you got to wait in Jerusalem and come and get the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Amen, thank you, Jesus, and then... Amen. Hallelujah. Those of you said, well, I can't find none. Come on down to Miracle Deliverance.
That's right.
You are invited there. Come on and receive the word of God. Come on and hear what does say the Lord.
Yes.
He that have an ear, let him hear. Come on and hear. Amen. What God is saying.
Yes.
Come on and hear. So that you can have the victory, because you need the victory.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. And you can get it through hearing the word of God. You can get it through praising God.
Yes.
You can get it through praying.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Prayer is, amen. Hallelujah. The key to many of your blessings.
Yes.
And faith will unlock the door. Accent. You need some door unlocked for you. You need God to move for you.
Yeah.
Amen. This is the day that the Lord has
hey,
made.
Hallelujah.
We will rejoice. I don't care what the enemy do. I don't care what he say. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Meet us 1551. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm sorry, 1500 East Florida Avenue in Melbourne, Florida, Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center. This is the Miracle Blessing and Healing. Amen. Broadcast.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.